This is Commercial Real Estate School, featuring real-world insight and expertise from some of the most successful commercial real estate professionals in the country. Here's your host, Kyle and Sarah.
All right, I got to talk to you guys about virtual assistants. The fact is, this show would not exist if it wasn't for my virtual assistants. And I know why a lot of you guys don't hire them. It's because they take a lot of training. You got to prepare a lot of documentation. You got to manage them in order to make them really, truly effective for your business. Digzy solves that problem. Digzy has a fully managed virtual assistant service where you don't have to train, manage, or monitor them at all. They do it all for you. And no matter what vertical you're in, Digzy's got you covered, starting at just $15 an hour. And you don't have to commit to a full-time. You can go part-time for 20 hours a week or full-time 40 hours a week if that's what you need. And when you hire Digzy for a virtual assistant for your business, you actually hire Digzy, the company. You get a dedicated in-house assistant that has those skills and training that you need. This way you can focus on doing what you're best at and let Digzy handle the rest. So you can grow and run your business and scale it and do everything else you want to do and allow them to fill in the gaps. Like I said, I have a Digzy virtual assistant and it's amazing and I highly recommend them. To learn more, go to www.getdigzy.com/products or call 866-MY-DIGZY. All will be in the show notes. Check them out. Digzy is the place to be for virtual assistants. You know, in commercial real estate, you constantly have to be looking to elevate your skill set, right? To get to that next level. That's why I want to introduce you to CREI Plus. It is the ultimate online community tailored just for professionals like you. At CREI Plus, you can unlock a world of opportunities for networking, learning, and professional growth. Whether you're a seasoned vet or just starting out, this platform is designed to support attendees of the CRE Summit and members of our broader community. You can stay ahead of the curve with access to the latest industry insights, keeping you informed about trends, market shifts, and best practices. With CREI Plus, you will also have the tools to make informed decisions and outshine the competition. And that's not all. On the platform, you're going to be able to connect directly with industry leaders, which will allow you to open doors for mentorship, collaboration, potential partnerships, any of which can help propel your career to new heights. Plus, you don't want to miss out on our exclusive educational events, including webinars, workshops. This is where you're going to gain that invaluable knowledge and the skills essential for success in commercial real estate. With CREI Plus, the path to professional development and achieving your career goals has never been clearer. Join us today and experience the difference firsthand. Learn more at CREISummit.com. All right, so let's end with something because I think this is, given your prominence in the industry and the things we've spoken about here, I think it's obviously the AI, the coaching, the mentoring. What is your message for the skeptics of all this stuff? Like, what is your message for them right now as we sit here on, what is it, March 7th, 2024? What's your message for these guys?
Well, you mentioned so many things, Kyle, so I'll be clear. So I'm getting like skeptical about what?
Skeptical about where we're at in the industry and how they should position themselves. You know, we touched on it earlier, so maybe this is a little bit repetitive, but like, how should I, this is all too much. I'm just going to keep doing what I do. The cocktail parties, I sent out the flyers. I got the girl calling over here. What about that person? What do you say to the skeptics?
I would say, number one, stop reading the press, number one, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, yesterday, New York Community Bank was going under, right? Today, they got a $1 billion investor, right? So which one is it? Which one is it, right?
Yeah, right.
So that's a perfect example. We talk about producers make their own market. The news is the news, but you're seeing people make seven figures all the time in this market, or a high six figures if that's your barometer of success from a financial perspective. The cycles come and go, right? The world ended. Kyle, you're too young for this, but we used to say when I was brokering, oh, just stay alive to 1995. That was the call. Right. Stay alive to 95. Guess what? I'm alive and we survived that. And the Great Recession and the Great Pause and the pandemic and now this.
Yeah.
These are cycles. Commercial real estate is a cyclical thing. It's a roller coaster. There's highs and lows.
Yeah.
You got to enjoy the ride. Yeah. That's what I tell you.
Yeah. And it's kind of like if you're that into it every day and your emotions are tied to what comes across on CNBC or on, you know, Twitter or whatever, that's, you're not functioning probably, right? Your focus is probably off, right? That's, there's a lot you could be worried about. That's what happened to the bank there is not necessarily top of your list for that day, probably, or shouldn't be.
The reporter will always ask the interviewee, what do you think? Mm-hmm. They never ask, what do you know? Mm. And there's a huge difference.
Oh yeah.
It's just a huge difference.
Yeah. And I'm even learning that now, you know, 7-8 years in the business, that I function in kind of a bubble, right? Like I need the restaurant stuff has been mainly dealing with on the tenant side. They've been through a lot the last couple of years. So that bubble, there's a lot going on in that bubble. I don't need to, I can manage some aspects in here and good or bad, but if I get caught up in the national landscape of the economy and wars, and I'll get thrown off my game pretty quick, I feel like.
A short story. My son was home for spring break and it was the last week. And he says to me, we're walking a dog. And he says, Dad, can you believe what's going on in the Congo? I said to him, what's going on? I'm sure it's tragic and horrible or good or great. I don't know. But my point was this, son, I don't know what's going on in LA right now or in Dallas, right? Yeah. I can't take for sure.
Right.
So, but my perspective is what's going on in me and my circle and where we're going that I can control because I can't control that, right? I can control this. And look, I get it. College kids had all their issues that they didn't want to talk about. But it was a great lesson to me to say, man, perspective is everything.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's exactly right. Like, even with all the information we get to be, and I'm sure what's happening there is horrific, but like, you're like, oh my God, my world is already filled with so much information. I don't know what the hell's going on over there. I'm familiar with that dynamic as well. Let's end on where people can get some information, where they can sign up for all this stuff. I'm obviously using this for my own edification, but talk to you about the Massimo Group and what's coming up for the rest of the year.
Massimo Group, we're excited. First of all, we had the listing launcher, the CRE listing launcher, CREListinglauncher.com is out and available now. We're excited to talk about that. We're coming out with something new, the Prospector's Playbook next month that we think is going to revolutionize the industry. That will be AI integrated prospecting. So excited about that. We got a magazine coming out. You know, Kyle, this thing with Knackle, with such interest. We got the CRE Broker magazine is coming out in 2 months. And then our big event, which we did it once 2 years ago, we're doing it again this year because they said it was the best conference ever. So we're doing it again, called MassimoCon.
Will be
the most exclusive commercial real estate brokerage conference. We'll have 12 or more 7- or 8-figure producers telling people exactly what to do to prepare for 2025. MassimoCon.com is where you can find more about that. But for what we do, Massimo, MassimoGroup.com is the center point for everything we do. I won't tell you to go to RodSantamassimo.com because that name is way too long.
A lot of vowels in there.
A lot of vowels.
I appreciate that. I'm going to show you this because I think only so many people have seen this. I keep this here to remind myself to make my cold calls every day.
There you go.
So it got a little bit bent in the mail, but I keep it here wherever I'm feeling like maybe jumping on, looking at Instagram. I got this glaring at me.
But Kyle, now that there's been a trade, we're working on the new business card.
That's great. That's funny. I need the traded one. Remember the traded?
I'm good.
Remember the traded one? Yeah, it's funny. I said, thanks for the car. He's like, just don't put it in your bicycle wheels now that, remember you used to put that in there to make it sound like a motorcycle? I was like, oh, yeah, I won't. No, it's still good.
That's right.
Yeah. So,
but now the trade, we got the new card.
Yeah, I got it just before the trade. So I think there might be some value to that. So I'll check out what's going on.
Right. Oh, that's right. Collector's item. Collector's item. Rookie card.
I got to get it. What is that? Graded now.
Thank you, my buddy. I appreciate this very much.
Thank you for checking out another episode of Commercial Real Estate School. If you found value in today's episode, there's one simple way that you can support us. Just share the episode with your friends, your family, colleagues who you think might benefit from it. We'd love to hear your thoughts too. Leave a comment or review. your feedback over on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, Google, wherever you're checking us out, really helps us just improve the show and brings our community closer together. So until next time, let's keep learning and doing deals.